Hey, this is Rich Wilkerson. I'm the pastor of VU Church in Miami, Florida, and this is our podcast. Thank you so much for checking it out today. I hope it encourages you and inspires you. Here's today's message.
If you have your Bible, I want you to put it in the air and wave it around like you do care, and turn to Esther chapter 9. Over these last few weeks, we have been studying the book of Esther. And we were first introduced to Esther as a young, orphan Jewish girl. And we learned that an opportunity came knocking, and she had favor, and because of that, she became the brand new queen of the world's most powerful kingdom at its time. And then we learned that timing is everything, and in just 1 week, we have 168 hours. And if we just take 56 of those hours and prioritize and focus on our passion, we will see things come into order. And in Esther's case, at the right time, she was placed into her royal position for such a time as this. And that time was to save her people. But see, before she can even do that, Esther decided to fast. And not just for one day, but she fasted for 3 days. And that's when we learned that when we fast, it allows our heart to be fastened to the heart of God. And I love that because Esther gained a heart of courage. And it's because of that courageous heart, she was able to approach her husband, King Xerxes, and ask for the deliverance of her people. And then last week, Pastor Rich preached an amazing message titled, "It's Time for a Turnaround." Right? It was good, right? And we learned that our life is filled with so many different puzzle pieces that sometimes might not make sense. But just at the right moment, God will turn things around for us. And that's what we saw what happened with the Jews. And today we're going to be focusing on the last 3 chapters of Esther, which speaks about the aftermath of Esther's bravery and the celebration that took place. So if you have your Bible, I want you to turn to Esther chapter 9. We're going to be reading verses 26 to 28. It says, "Therefore, these days were called Purim, from the word pur. Because of everything written in this letter, and because of what they had seen and what had happened to them, the Jews took it on themselves to establish the custom that they and their descendants and all who joined them should without fail observe these 2 days every year, in the way prescribed and at the time appointed. These days should be remembered and observed in every generation, by every family, and in every province, and in every city." That's a lot of everys. "And these days of Purim should never fail to be celebrated by the Jews, nor should the memory of these days die out among their descendants." If you're taking notes today, the title of today's message is called Party with a Purpose. It's gonna be fun today. Let's pray. God, I thank you for this opportunity to be up here, Lord. I pray that you will anoint my lips, God, and speak directly through me. I pray for everyone that's in this room today, God. May you remove any distractions. May you begin softening hearts, God. May you have your way today, God. This is all for your honor and all for your glory. And all of VU Church says, amen. But today is Super Bowl Sunday. It's the 53rd one to be exact, and sadly, the Dolphins will not be playing today. I'm a Dolphin fan. I grew up in Miami. We can give it up. But I truly believe and I have this hope that next year, we're going to make it to the Super Bowl. Anyone full of faith with me? Fun fact, the Super Bowl will be happening in Miami, Florida next year. So I think it's only best that the home team will be there. But I love football. Football is my favorite sport. In high school, I cheered at all the football games. And in college, I danced at all the football games. But the reason why I'm excited for today is because of all the amazing Super Bowl parties. And I say parties because I do hop to different parties. But I'm really excited because I know that there's going to be some buffalo chicken dip. And it's going to be made by Laura Robertson. She's on team here. We can give it. And she makes the best buffalo chicken dip. I know that there's going to be some sliders. I know that there's going to be those funny Super Bowl commercials. But what I'm really excited about is the halftime show. And this year we have Maroon 5. I mean, it's not Beyonce, but it's good enough. Anyone excited with me? But although we're celebrating that today, there are things we celebrate that originally took place years ago. We commemorate people's birthdays, even though they were born so long ago. We still celebrate it today. Even if you have an anniversary, it's celebrated on the exact date a year later, 5 years later, 10 years later. It commemorates what you celebrated or what you had to overcome to get where you are today. See, that's why we celebrate. Celebration is usually attached to something you had to strive for or something you had to overcome. Even with a child being born, it took months for that baby to be developed. It took hours for that mother to go into labor, which involves some pain, some strength, and some torture. I'm assuming there's torture involved. I don't have a baby, but like Pastor Rich said, timing is everything, and at the right time, I would get to experience that, right? Amen. But after all that, when the baby is born, there's a celebration that takes place. See, you have to go through something in order to have something to celebrate. See, I believe like the best stories are the ones that have some action, that have some struggle to get to the victory. Even when you think about your favorite movie, it doesn't just start off with the victory. Like, oh, happy, no. It starts off with some tears, some pain, some struggle, and then boom, you have the victory. And that's what we read in the book of Esther as a church. See, Esther, the queen that she is, she brought light to Haman's evil plan to annihilate the Jews. But then she learned that the decree that he put out could not be reversed. But she's a queen and she wasn't going to take no for an answer. So she came up with a second plan, and that second decree was to allow the Jews to fight and defend themselves. And in chapter 9, on the 13th day of the 12th month, the month that they call Adar, that edict was supposed to come about. And the enemies of the Jews thought that they were going to win. But see, there was a great reversal, and the Jews became victorious. And after that, the Jews celebrated, and they feasted with great joy, which brought about the annual holiday called Purim. See, Purim wasn't your average party. They didn't just drink and dance all night, but it was a party that had purpose. It was a party with a purpose. And when I think about that, I think about our purpose comes from knowing our true identity. See, Esther always knew who she was, but it wasn't until she opened up her mouth and said that she was a Jew that she was able to walk into her true identity. So I want to remind you today that your purpose is found in your true identity, that your identity is found in Christ. You are who God says you are. You're here on purpose for a purpose. You're here to make a difference. But what's good if we don't share our identity with others? Like it says, this little light of mine, you got to let it shine. But back to Purim, it wasn't just a celebration. It had purpose behind it. To this day, the Jewish people, they still celebrate Purim. And they start off fasting for 3 days. They also take time to give gifts to each other. They also take time to give gifts to charity. And although as Christians, we don't traditionally celebrate Purim, there's so many things that we can learn from this. But there's so many things that we can learn from this moment. And it had me thinking, like, what does it look like to party with a purpose? And my first point is that when we party with a purpose, we take time to remember what God has done for us. Esther chapter 9, verses 20 to 21 says, Mordecai recorded these events, and he sent letters to all the Jews throughout the provinces of King Xerxes, near and far, to have them celebrate annually the 14th and 15th days of the month of Adar. See, Mordecai knew that the victory was not easy, that if it wasn't for God to stepping in, the outcome could have turned out different. And he wanted to make sure that they never forget and they always remember what God has done for them. And honestly, how often do we take time to thank God for the things that he has done for us? I'm going to be honest, there's moments where I don't take the moment to thank God for the things that he has done in my life. And I love this meme that's going on social media. What if you only have today what you thank God for yesterday? Which had me thinking, man, I don't think I will have that much because I don't take the time to thank God for the things that he has done in my life. This past June marked 4 years that my mom moved into her first house. Yeah, we can pray, we can shout for that. My mom's right here. I love you, Mom. And her friend approached my brothers and I saying, hey, I think we should get a cake and have a little party and celebration for when your mom moved into her house. And I was like, my brothers were like, why? Like, that's a real extra. In Miami, we like to say, you're doing the most. But when I sit back and I think about, man, the process that it took my mom to get that house, it was not an easy process. So let me give you a little backstory. I grew up here in Miami in a two-bedroom apartment. It was myself, my two brothers, my mom, and my grandma living in this two-bedroom apartment. But it took the right motivation for my mom to decide, you know what, it's time for me to look for my first house. And that process wasn't easy. So you have to get pre-approved for your mortgage. So pretty much you have to prove that you can get approved. Then once you get through that, you have to find a real estate agent. And then after that, you have to go shopping around for the best house. And once you find that house, you have to get a home inspection. Then once that home inspection comes back favorable, meaning that there's no leaks in the ceilings and that you and your family could live in this house, then you have to put out an offer. Then once you put out that offer, you have to wait to see if that offer would get accepted. See, I'm saying all this, and this gets me tired. That's how my mom was feeling. She was like, this is a lot for a single mom. Like, I'm about to give up. She felt like favor wasn't on her side, that it was just too hard. But I can tell you today that even through all that, my mom was able to seal the deal and purchase her first house. See, that's the thing about our God, that even when things seem impossible, even when things seem like it's not going our way, we have a God that makes things happen for us. We have a God that even when things is meant to harm us, he will turn it around and use it for our good and for his glory. See, this year will mark 5 years that my mom moved into her house, and I guarantee you we're going to have cake, we're going to celebrate, and we're going to thank God for this moment. But even before that, we're going to celebrate and remember all the things that God has done in our life. We're not going to wait until that moment. Throughout the Bible, there's so many stories where people are celebrating and remembering all the things that God has done for them. And as VU girls, we have decided to read the Bible in 1 year. Shout out to all my VU girls. And currently, we are in the book of Exodus. And I was reading at the part where the Israelites were slaves for 430 years. That's a long time. But the day has come for them to be out of Egypt and out of slavery. And Moses said to them, you are to commemorate this day because this is the day that you were let out of Egypt. This was the day that you were let out of slavery. See, even Moses saw that it was important for them to never forget this moment and to remember this day and celebrate. Even in the book of Nehemiah, when they rebuilt that wall was not easy. But after that wall was rebuilt, they celebrated and they dedicated that wall to God. See, they remembered that if it wasn't for God, they would not have that opportunity. But see, it's in the celebration and remembrance of God's faithfulness that connects us as a community of believers. Here at VU Church, we truly believe that it's important to party with a purpose, and we never miss that opportunity. But not only do we party with a purpose to remember what God has done for us, we also party with a purpose to share what God has done for us. You can turn to Esther chapter 9, verse 28. It says, these days should be remembered and observed in every generation, by every family, and in every province, and in every city. And these days of Purim should never fail to be celebrated by the Jews, nor should the memory of these days die out among their descendants. Reading this verse, it made me think about Psalm 78:4, which says, we will not hide them from their children, but we will tell a future generation the praiseworthy acts of the Lord, his might, and the wondrous works he has performed. See, when we're telling stories, we're taking our memories and planting it in others. Not only are we building faith, but we're never allowing these memories to be forgotten. See, when celebrations is centered around remembering what God has done and telling stories, it doesn't just change us, but it changes everyone who witnesses this around us. Revelation 12:11 says, they triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. See, it's in our stories and our testimonies that we not only speak about what we accomplished, but we speak about what Christ did for us and the victory he has already won. I have some friends from high school and a coworker who's Jewish, and while I was preparing for this, I was like, hey, do you still celebrate Purim? And their response was like, of course we still celebrate it. We celebrate it every year. See, I love that they never forget to celebrate, and not only that, thousands of years later, they're still celebrating. And the reason why is because they're taking time to share what God has done from generation to generation to generation to generation. And I couldn't help but think about VU Kids. Let's shout out VU Kids. I have the privilege and the honor of serving in VU Kids. And if you didn't know, VU Kids is the best team at VU Church. Not to be biased, but VU Kids is separated into three different age groups. We have our Dreamers, which is 6 months to 24 months. We have our Heroes, which is 2 to 4 years old. And then we have our Legends, which is from 5 to 11 years old. And one thing we love to say that it's not babysitting, but leadership development. And we say that because we take time to speak life into our VU Kids. We take time to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And every time we're in service is literally a celebration. Last week, I was serving in the Legends room, and I lost my voice. And the reason why I lost my voice is because we were celebrating, we were shouting, because our Legends memorized their memory verse. And this reminded me that everything we're doing in VU Kids is not going void, that the things that we're teaching them and instilling them will stay with them as they get older. That even though some things might change as they get older and they might stray away, the foundation will always remain. See, that's why it's so important to share all the greatness that God has done for us. That's why it's so important to share even the stories in the Bible. Even when we're sharing stories and our testimonies to other people, we never know if someone in that room might be going through something very similar. And it's because they hear the goodness of what God did for you. It builds a hope. It builds a faith that, you know what, if God can do it for you, God can also do it for me. But what happens when we take the opportunity to share these things? Do we just forget about it? Do we also take time to remember it? See, not only are we supposed to remember what God has done, not only do we share what God has done, but I truly believe that we are called to honor what God has done. So my third point is when we party with a purpose, we take time to honor what God has done. Esther 9, verse 22 says, as the time when the Jews got relief from their enemies, and as the month when their sorrow was turned into joy, and their mourning into a day of celebration, he wrote them to observe the days as days of feasting and joy, and giving presents of food to one another, and gifts to the poor. See, they gave gifts to their friends and gifts to the poor. They saw that the way that I can honor God is by being generous. See, I want to take a moment to put ourselves in the shoes of the Jewish people back then. Just imagine all the anxiety that they were feeling, all the worry and the sorrow that they were feeling, knowing that, man, there's going to come a day where my entire family will be wiped out. Because that was the plan, for the Jewish people to be annihilated. And then all of a sudden, there was a switch. And instead of them being defeated, they were victorious. And imagine just feeling all this joy now in you, that the only thing you will want to do is just pour it out. And that's what I think the Jewish people felt back then. They was like, man, God did this for me. The only thing I want to do is honor him. And the way that I can honor him is by showing generosity to others. See, here at VU Church, we believe that generosity is our privilege. It's not just something we say, right? It's something that we put into action. It's something that we take the opportunity to honor God, not only with our treasure, but with our time and our talents, that we give back to our community, that we truly believe as we continue serving this city, that God will change it. See, another reason why the Jewish people decided to be generous and gift others was because they saw unity in that, when they gave each other's gifts. See, the devil's not afraid of a large church, but he's afraid of a united church. And when we're united, great things will happen. So they saw that, man, the way that we can honor what God has done was by gifting to those. Maybe you're in here today saying, you know what, Jam? The stories about the Jews being victorious, that's good. But right now, I can't even think about what God has done for me. I don't know where my next paycheck is coming from. I'm going through a really bad heartbreak. There's someone in my family that's sick. Like, Why do I need to take the opportunity to celebrate what God has done in my life? Briefly, I shared my testimony at Pray First. And a little over 5 years ago, I was coming home from grad school. I was going up the stairs, and these two guys came out with the gun. And it was in that moment they decided to rob me. And then next, they told me to follow them, and they put me in the trunk of my own car. And then in that moment, I realized I'm getting kidnapped. And while I was in the trunk of that car, I was crying out to God, and I was saying, why is this happening to me? Is this going to be the last time that I will see my family? Is this going to be the last time that I would attend any church events? Is this going to be the last time I will see anyone? That was the same day that I decided to rededicate my life to Christ. That was the same year that I got baptized. The day before that, I was at the Hillsong concert singing Oceans. And I'm like, man, this is really happening to me? Then all of a sudden, this sense of peace came over me. And I heard the Holy Spirit said, don't be afraid. Jamila, be still. It was in that moment that my prayer started to change. Instead of me asking God, why was this happening to me? I started declaring the promises of God over my life. That he's Alpha, that he's Omega, that you have me covered. And it was in that moment that there was a switch, and even the guys who took me, they decided to pull into the field, and they told me, wait 2 minutes in order for me to come out. See, I'm sharing this story because every year on November 26th, I commemorate and I remember that day. And I don't remember that day to only reflect like, oh my gosh, this was the day that I was robbed and kidnapped. No, I remember that day because I'm reminded of what God did for me. I love you guys. I celebrate on that day. Because I remember that if it wasn't for God, I would not be here today. I share what happened that day because I know that if it wasn't for God, I would not be here today. See, the enemy thought that he was going to keep me quiet, but he couldn't. And I celebrate that day and as an honor to God. That's why I serve the way I serve. That's why I give back the way that I give back. Because if it wasn't for God, I would not be here for such a time as this. I just want to remind you that there's always a reason to celebrate. That even when your situation might not look like it's going in your favor, just know that God is working in your favor. You might not feel it, you might not see him, but he's working. There's always a reason to celebrate because the victory's already won. 2,000 years ago, Jesus died on the cross for us. May we never forget to party with the purpose, to celebrate and remember what God has done in our life. May we never forget to share what God has done in our life. And may we never forget to honor what God has done in our life. We serve such a faithful God. His promises never return void. And what he did for you back then, he can surely do it again. We were just singing that song, do it again. His promises still stand.
Well, thanks again for listening. To hear more messages like this one, make sure to subscribe and check out our podcast channel for past episodes. And if you like what you're hearing, consider rating it and even sharing it with friends. It helps so much. For more content from VU and to connect with us, go to VUchurch.com. We love you. The best is yet to come.